Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Epps moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epps moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Epps scores. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Hoag moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Hoag moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cuccinello moves to third. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epps is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Clary now playing third base. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Epps reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Epps moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Epps scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Burns moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. There goes Hayworth trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Hayworth for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Buck Ross. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Schalk scores. Webb moves to third. It's 3-1. Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Webb scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Castano reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Cass Michaels pinch runs for Vince Castano. George Caster now pitching. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky is walked intentionally. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.